Hey everyone, it is Holy Week here, week 6 of our Stories of Salvation, and it is Monday. Today we are back into Daniel. If you recall, on Saturday we read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their faithfulness, God saving them when they refused to worship the king. Today we have a similar, yet kind of different story in chapter 6, where we hear about Daniel again. His friends Shadrach and Benny, as they're called in VeggieTales, are not around in this part of the story. Don't know where they went. The Bible doesn't say about that part. But today we have Daniel. And there's a plot against Daniel. Some people don't like him. Some of the people who are under King Darius, who's a different king now, but same place. People in exile, the Jewish people in exile, and God showing that God is present with them even when they are outside of the land of Israel. So Daniel has a plot against him that basically some of the folks who don't like him devise this scheme that says anyone who doesn't who prays to anyone other than the king should be thrown into the lion's den. Well, Daniel only prays to God, and so Daniel gets busted. The king, weirdly enough, says, I wish I could do something, but there's like these rules that say I can't. And it's kind of interesting that in some ways this is kind of like the story of Esther, when the king makes a rule that he's kind of ignorant to or doesn't realize that happens but affects someone that he cares about, Esther. That happens here in Daniel, the same thing. It's kind of an example of ego, of the king's pride and, kind of aloofness, I guess you could say, that everything is about him, the king, and he doesn't pay attention to how it affects anyone else until it's too late. There's apparently a rule that says in Daniel's time here that even the king can't change his own decree, which seems like a really stupid rule, but it's there. And so anyways, Daniel, to the chagrin of King Darius, gets thrown into the lion's den because he will not worship only the king. The king is distraught. He goes and spends all night, doesn't eat, doesn't sleep, comes back the next morning, and ta-da! Daniel's alive. It turns out God had sent an angel to protect Daniel and to keep the lion's mouths shut. So, lovely. End of the story. That's the part I remember from Sunday school. Maybe you do too. Well, it goes on as we have experienced in these biblical stories. When we read them directly from the Bible, there is more to it, because what happened to all of these people who plotted against Daniel and kind of tricked the king? Well, we are told in verses 24 that the king then gave a command that all of those who had accused Daniel were to be brought and thrown into the lion's den. Oh, that sounds great. Okay. Oh, wait. We keep reading. Those people who plotted, along with their children and their wives, and before they reached the bottom of the lion's den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones into pieces. Whew. Okay, time to go back on to the R rating of the Bible here, I suppose, huh? Well, yes, as is sometimes the case, people get their justice, and it is gruesome. So, Daniel is spared. We get in the story of Daniel, that his faithfulness to God, in this case, an instance, saves him. Doesn't always work for people, but it did for him, and in this time, it kind of can be an inspiration for us that when other voices are calling us to pledge our allegiance to them, when other voices are calling for us to worship them and to put them on some kind of pedestal, that we remember, no, we do not want to be led astray by those voices. We listen to the voice of God and we stay true to his path and to his call to love God and love our neighbor. So enjoy the story of Daniel. If you want to read the in-between chapters, 4 and 5 before you get to 6, or just keep reading 2, you can get some extra credit and do that. So thanks for joining us today for Daniel chapter 6, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.